Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. On the eve of the transfer of Alaska to the United States, the population of New Archangel, or Sitka, included people of Russian birth, Aleuts, Tlingit, and some 380 Creoles, or people of mixed Russian and Alaska Native heritage. The fact that the Orthodox Church thought it necessary to count separately those who were of mixed Russian and Native descent speaks not to the fact that they were interested in categorizing people in terms of race or ethnicity, but rather the Church was taking note of one of the Russian-American company's greatest assets, the Creoles. As early as the 1820s, Creoles held a social standing equal to that of Russian urban dwellers in America. They were educated at the expense of the Russian-American company, and in turn were expected to return and serve as navigators, trading post managers, and priests, among other roles. Unfortunately, many Creoles were left marginalized in the wake of the transfer, and only a few took advantage of American citizenship. Unable to speak English, perceived by the Americans as being more native than white, they now had an ambiguous social status. However, a few of these citizens by purchase were referred to as Russian Creole aristocracy. Such was the case with Sergei Ionovich Kostromitinov, known to the Americans as Colonel George Kostromitinov. Kostromitinov was born in New Archangel in July of 1854 to a Russian employee of the Russian-American company and a Russian Aleut Creole woman. Sergei was fluent in Russian and English, as well as being familiar in several native languages. Thanks to this role as a cultural intermediary, as well as his political and business skills, Kostromitinov became a leading Russian-American citizen in Sitka, serving as warden of St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral, as well as the president of the Chamber of Commerce, a lieutenant colonel in the territorial militia, and the list goes on. Only 13 at the time of the purchase, Sergei had already acquired a solid Russian education, yet he was young enough to adjust to the changing world of American newcomers. He was among the first to obtain American citizenship, and quickly developed close relationships with U.S. officials. Sergei was able to strategize and maintain his privileged position within the local Euro-American elite without abandoning his Russian patriotism and commitment to his Russian Orthodox faith. However, the cost of Kostromitinov's success was an almost complete denial of his Creole ancestry, and this led to estrangement from the local Creole community. Initially, because Sergei was educated and still remained tied to the Tlingit community, his native brethren respected him as someone who was able to communicate and negotiate on their behalf. However, once Sergei became a government official and deputy marshal, their respect became combined with a certain amount of fear. Much of Kostromitinov's success was also paired with a shade of jealousy. In the Russian Creole community, he was at times envied for his wealth and close relationships with the American authorities, and had to overcome egregious claims against his character. Nonetheless, Sergei rose above these claims, and by the end of 1886, convinced Father Vladimir that he should be the sole warden of the church, for it is clear that the young merchant did not like to share authority with anyone. With his ability to speak English, Russian, Tlingit, and other native languages, Kostromitinov was often called upon to be an official interpreter, and notably in 1878 translated the first speech delivered to the Tlingit by a young Presbyterian missionary and future governor, John Brady. When Alaska became a territory in 1884, Sergei was appointed the official government interpreter, and in that capacity traveled alongside governors on their voyages throughout the territory. Kostromitinov benefited greatly from his status as a leading expert on the Russian period in Alaska, as he was often called upon to visit scholars, dignitaries, and tourists to share stories about the days when the imperial flag flew over Sitka. He collected artifacts from the Tlingit and other southeastern native groups, later becoming one of the founders of the Alaska Historical Society. In his later years, he was ordained as a priest. Some speculate he took this role on to make peace with himself or to cling to his Russian heritage. Retrospectively, he paid a high price for the privilege of inclusion in Alaska's Euro-American elite, because for this inclusion he had to downplay his Creole ancestry. The question remains whether or not he was truly able to walk in two worlds and become both the Creole Sergei Ionovich Kostromitinov and the American George Kostromitinov. So, like many cultural intermediaries, this talented, capable man appears to have been a lonely figure whose wealth and prestige came with the anguish of being an outsider looking in at all three cultures, striving for their place in the new Alaska. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.